Japan 2024 race notes, cherry blossoms, and racing. This week, I kicked off our race notes with my quali notes. Number one, Perez made it to the front row. Max didn't have it as easy as he usually makes it seem. What does that tell us about the Grand Prix tomorrow and Red Bull's in-season development? Number two, Yuki yet again out-qualified Ricardo. Great for Yuki on his home turf. Was nice to see all those Japanese fans. Number three, Charles and Fernando seemed perplexed as to how to improve. They pushed very hard. The cars are good, but are they capable of keeping up with Red Bull as they continue in-season development? Fernando showed that even without the best car, he has the ability to put in a good lap. Makes me wonder if his F1 tenure helped him out on this track. Number four, Lewis and Charles are on the same row. That will be interesting to see how it plays out tomorrow. Number five, Carlos outqualified Charles, as he did last week, and is on the same row as Lando, who is in third place. Could circumstances somehow allow Lando to win? Seems like an extreme long shot considering the Red Bull front row lockout, but how nice would it be to have Lando's maiden win at Japan, a driver's track. Six, back of the field. Pretty much hold on to your seats to avoid the turn one crash slash pileup. I don't see anyone from the back somehow pulling a win. Can they get a point? I think it will depend on what happens in front of them and whether the weather comes into play. Dick's Grand Prix notes. Number one, the zero side pod concept is now on the Red Bull, but it wasn't the massive performance gain that everyone was fearing would happen. Red Bull is still the dominant car, but it is starting to look like maybe they can be beaten later in the year as the other teams develop. Number two, Fernando Alonso drove a brilliant race to take sixth in the fifth best car on the grid behind two Red Bulls, two Ferraris, splitting the McLarens and beating both Mercedes. We almost had a nose arc race of 2x2 until Russell passed Piastri late in the race, with Alonso being the interloper that busted that trend up. Number three, Sergio Perez is driving for his career and is driving very well indeed. Number four, Carlos Sainz is making Ferrari wonder if they made the right call of letting him go. Number five, Logan Sargeant was looking really good until he overcooked it late in the race, but thankfully there was no damage, and at the end of the race, he was about 2 seconds a lap faster than Pierre Gasly. Six, tire deg was a huge story at Japan. It seemed like it didn't matter what tire a driver chose. The tires fell off rapidly. Number seven, it now seems like the pecking order of the teams is Red Bull as the clear number one, with Ferrari drawing closer and closer. McLaren is number three, and then it's a toss-up between Mercedes and Aston Martin. Number eight, some of the passes made on the outside of turn one were spectacular, as were some of the passes going into and around 130R. My Grand Prix notes. One, Max got away quite easily compared to his teammate, both times, and yet again made this race look like a walk in the park, nearly 13 seconds ahead of his teammate. Wow. Two, speaking of his teammate, Perez benefited from a good quali and getaways from the pack both times. Any less would have been alarming and disappointing. Does that push back on any of the others gunning for his seat? I don't know. I think it's too early to tell. He hasn't done anything wrong, but we still have a long calendar. He just needs to keep putting his head down and turn out good performances. He had a nice overtake of Hamilton at 130R. Number three, I thought it interesting that Lewis offered to swap with George. When has that ever happened? Number four, very intrigued by the tire strategy between McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes, and Alonso. Have to make sure and discuss this with the guys. Number five, I enjoyed watching Oscar today. He must feel more comfortable, not only in the car, but after his home race. That last lap overtake by Russell was a bummer for Oscar. Number six, I enjoyed watching how Alonso kept Russell at bay with Oscar in the middle. Number seven, I was super impressed by Charles. He had a one-stopper, started eighth and ended up fourth, through a very aggressive front of the field. I was also impressed with Carlos today. They each raced and kept it clean. Charles's car was quicker, I think. I need to get the guys to confirm that. Last year, we said that one of the big problems for Ferrari drivers was having to come into the pits. Seems like having a car that could manage tire drag and a driver feeling confident in the car allowed Charles to manage his tires and press on when others didn't. In my humble opinion, this one stopper was definitely a good idea. I remain hopeful for Ferrari that they're onto something. Same goes for Carlos. Carlos yet again showed his stamina and craft. I kept thinking about how, as the Ferrari car has improved, it has allowed Carlos to shine. I admire how much of a fighter he is. It's clear that many have underestimated him. I keep wishing that he could stay. This lineup was really aging like fine wine. Number 8. Last week, during our monthly review, Dick said that the back of the pack has to aim for Stroll. Looks like Yuki heard that advice. Yuki really brought it for his home race. He's in the top 10. 9. Daniel's contact with Alex leading to the red flag right after turn 2. Yet another moment keeping the unwanted spotlight on Williams' challenges and Daniel's future in F1. Number 10. It's disappointing that Zhou had to DNF. Hope that he gets to have a good race in China. Number 11. Speaking of China, I think it will tell us a lot about the teams. A track that the drivers haven't been to in a long time, a sprint weekend with limited practice, track surface that could have been resurfaced, and who knows how it's going to affect tire drag, not to mention the weather. Everyone will have a learning curve. It will be interesting to see how last year's rookies, Oscar and Sargeant, handle the weekend. Dick's response to Sabrina. I felt like the one-stop strategy by Ferrari with Charles was a roll of the dice given his starting position. It almost worked, but we saw that he was a dead duck towards the end of the race as his tires were gone, and thus an easy pick for Carlos. Still, good strategy calls that were very different by the two Ferrari drivers, and both worked out well for each driver. You have to wonder about Daniel's mentality right now. Really feel for him, but he has the look of a guy who is just not enjoying his craft anymore, which is a huge shame. And with that, let me say, we're just two guys, a girl, and F1. For John, Dick, and me, Sabrina, thanks for listening.